哎呀喂，
有的人睡得不错，醒得不太好。现在还
不要把台升到位，
有没有？还有懵懵懂懂啊，懵懵懂懂啊，糊里糊涂啊，求主给我们灵魂能够苏醒过来。
And if you're still not awake, the Lord will revive your spirit.
今天早晨我们要继续来看到我们这个主题查经的第二个段落。
We want to study today the second theme, second part of the theme.
请各位翻开讲义的第十四页。
If you turn to the booklet in page 14.
我们今天第二个主题，第二个分题是讲进入完全。
The second sub-theme today is entering into perfection.
我们的主题是向着标杆直跑，大家都知道了。
Our theme is striving towards the goal.
那么到底什么是标杆呢？
And what is lead is the goal.
昨天我们已经看过，保罗在腓立比书第三章很明确地告诉我们，那就是对基督那个完满的认识。
And we know that from yesterday that in Philippians chapter 3 verse 16 we know that it is a knowledge of the completeness of Christ.
他为着奔向这样的一个标杆，他撇弃万事万物。
Because he was striving towards his goal, he threw away everything.
而且不是哭哭啼啼的。
And he did not do that reluctantly.
像有的人奉献的时候，哎呀，哭得那么伤心，好像主耶稣要对他说：“算了吧，你先回去算了。”
Some people, when we offer ourselves, we cry so much that it seems that Christ could say, "Well, go back, never mind."
保罗他撇弃万事，看作粪土一般，他是非常爽快的，非常痛快的。
And so Paul threw away everything as if it was rubbish in a very, very dramatic and very easy way.
这人看他好可惜哦，年纪轻轻大好前程就这么放弃了。
And others might say, well, it's such a young man, and how could he just give away all of this?
他在当时，在社会上，在宗教方面，在政治方面，他都已经相当有所成就了。
And as a young man, in religious circles, in legal circles, in the society circles, he has accomplished a lot already.
但是他并不是到老年退休了才来，像玩票一样的来传道，不是这样。
And it's not as if he was waiting until he was of an old age in order then to retire and then do this.
乃是他得到了智慧和启示的灵。
Because he had obtained the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他看到了宇宙中宝贝中的宝贝。
And he saw the preciousness of the most precious.
当太阳出来的时候，你房间里还点蜡烛吗？
And when the sunlight comes out, did you still have to light a candle?
当夏天的时候，你还穿着厚厚的棉袍吗？
And when it's summertime, do you have to still clothe yourself very thickly?
当基督的荣耀彰显在这一位年轻少壮的大有成就的保罗心中的时候。
And power, when Christ's power and strength came upon this young man, it was full of vigor, and it came upon him.
哎呀，一切世上的富贵荣华就黯然失色了。
And all the wealth and fame of life did not mean anything anymore to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道我们最需要的是什么吗？
And dear brothers and sisters, do you know what we need the most?
老实说，还不是讲道人，哎呀，苦口婆心的，娇唇烂舌的，啰里啰嗦的，一直讲个不停。
It's not that we have to continue to啰啰嗦嗦and keep on going.
我真是非常佩服大会的讲员，大会的主办人，给我们一堂，105分钟的时间，都不怕你们倒胃口哈。
Really appreciate the organizers for giving us 105 minutes to speak here.
当然也有很好的领唱，也有很幽默、很生动的唱歌哈。
A very good singing, very humorous action.
但是我们做讲员的人自己知道。
But the speakers we do know,
就算我们把真是唇都讲焦了，舌都讲烂了，如果不是圣灵启示和智慧的灵来赏给我们，我们都是白干，都是枉然。
And even if we keep speaking and speaking until our tongues are bit down, and still if it's not from the spirit of wisdom and revelation, this would be of no avail.
我们需要主的灵来开启每一位弟兄姊妹。 叫我们真看见我们的标杆乃是基督。像刚才我们唱的诗歌一样，我们定睛在我们神的身上。否则的话，就是上午一个姓烧的，下午晚上一个姓焦的，拼命的烧，拼命的焦，都没有用的。你们真会请讲员啊，上午一个来烧的，下午晚上就烧焦掉。
Liam was burning and charring, charring. So the morning speaker is burning, evening speaker is charring.
还是焦的比较厉害，他会叫你焦掉。OK 啊、今天早晨呢，我们就看第二个这个标杆的意义。
And so now we want to see what is the meaning of the goal.
我必须预先说，虽然它可以从不同的角度来讲标杆，三个不同的角度讲到标杆，却不是说有三个标杆。那除非你是闪光。
We are looking at this problem from three angles. Not that there are three perfections, unless you have some eye problem.
Yeah. 从某一第一个角度，这个标杆就是这位完美的基督，你要对他有更完美的认识。
And the first is that there is a perfect Christ, and so you need to have a perfect understanding of him.
那么我们翻开腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们今天早晨来看到第十五和十六节。
Verse 15, verse 16.
也许我们多读一节不要紧。第十四哈，从我们的主题这里读起。
And verse 14, let's begin.
向着标杆直跑。
I press on towards the goal.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
Therefore, as many as are perfect or mature have this attitude.
若在什么事上存别样的心呢，神也必以此来指示你们。
And if anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
在这里提到一个完全人。
Here talks about a perfect man. Perfect
有完全人吗？
Is there a perfect person?
国父孙中山先生留给我们的一副对联，养天地正气，下联。还算不错啊，没有留学，把这些都留在台湾呢、啊。啊，法就是效法古今的完全人。
Sunny Sen used to say that we need to emulate those of our ancestors, of the great people.
但是如果我们看罗马书第三章第十节和二十节，他明明的说没有一人，连一个都没有。
But yet, if you see Romans chapter 3 verse 10 and 20, we know that there is not a righteous person, no, not one.
像我们讲义的第二讲的第二条。
And for example, as we look at the sub-theme here, and point number two, we see
这个次纲这一条的小标题要解释一下，叫做完全的失败，不是说
there,
不是说完全的失败掉了，不是意思。
Not that we completely failed,
乃是说我们在达到完全的这件事上失败了。
And that is on the road to perfection, our failures.
全人类都失败了。
That is all of mankind has failed.
整个旧造的人类完全可以说从亚当以下都失败了。
And all the old creation from Adam onwards is failed.
在旧约曾有两个人被称为完全人的。
In the Bible, the only two people have been called perfect.
你记得是谁吗？
Who?
一个是挪亚。
one is Noah.
在当时的时代，他是个完全人。
At that time, he was considered a perfect person.
那个时代是什么时代呢？
And what is that period?
就像现在的时代。
Just like the period now.
主耶稣用挪亚的时代来比作现今这个末后的时代。
And the Lord Jesus used comparison of Noah as the end times description.
那就是马上就要完蛋的时代。
That is the time in which it's about to be over.
只不过挪亚的时代是用水，被神用水整个的毁灭，将来主耶稣再来是用火整个的毁灭。
In Noah's time, the destruction, the total destruction was by water, and when the Lord Jesus comes back, it'll be total destruction by fire.
我想我们这里有一个分题，特别讲到主耶稣再来的。
There's a workshop that talks about the Lord's coming.
那就是坏的没有办法了。
That time, the destruction
will be horrific. 坏到无可救药了，上帝只有把它毁灭了就算了。
And the evil will be so extreme that there's no other solution except destruction.
就在这样一个时代，挪亚成为一个特别的见证，他是个完全人。
And Noah was then a special testimony. He was a perfect person.
还有一个人大家很熟悉的是谁啊？
Another person very familiar.
约伯。
And it's Job.
他是个完全人。
Job was a perfect man.
完全到连魔鬼都嫉妒他了。
Was so perfect that even Satan was jealous of him.
但是我们如果读他们的故事，我们还是可以找到毛病，对不对？
And yet when we read their stories, we do know of our problems.
挪亚得救以后变成一个我不敢说他是酒鬼，可能是偶然一次。
Noah was saved, he was drunk. We don't know if he was constantly drunk or not, but he at least was drunk.
不过那一次喝醉了酒是相当相当的失态。
But that time when he really was drunk, he really disgraced himself.
完全的赤身肉体，暴露他的羞耻。
He was naked and exposed.
那么约伯又怎么样呢？
And what about Job?
他自己觉得也觉得蛮完全的。
He thought he himself was quite perfect.
但是整本约伯记到了最后的结论，他自己在神面前怎么说？
And yet at the end of Job, what did he say himself to the Lord?
他说，我在炉灰中懊悔自己。
He says, in ashes I regret myself.
欲知详情，请购买焦牧师所著的约伯记讲解，就在楼下有的卖。如果
Charles writings on Job downstairs in the bookstore, you can buy it.
我相信教牧师也会同意，我也愿意。如果在大会期间你们买我们的著作，我们可以帮你免费签名。
If you buy Reverend Charles' books or my books down there, we will sign our names at no cost.
当然你自由奉献是不在此限 OK 虽然整本旧约真正说来没有完全人，但是完全仍然是我们应该追求的标杆。为什么？
Why?
因为这是主耶稣的教导。
Because this is Christ's teaching.
请我们打开马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章最后一节。
Matthew chapter 5, the last verse.
48节。
Matthew, the first book in the New Testament.
主耶稣亲自向我们说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
So Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 says, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly father is perfect.
主耶稣是不是强人所难？是不是勉强要求我们做我们做不到的事情？
Isn't that Christ wants us to do something which we cannot do?
如果一个妈妈对五岁的孩子说，你跟我好好的把大代数念好，不然我要打你。
If you tell a five-year-old that you have to study that part, otherwise I'm going to beat you.
当然这是 不合理的要求。
This is not a reasonable expectation.
但是父亲对孩子说，我供你一切的学费，你好好的把我至少把大学读完。
But if you tell your oldest child that you are going to support you through a college and you should at least study well,
这样的要求算过分吗？
Would this expectation be considered too much?
你看，主耶稣他说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And the Lord Jesus said you ought to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
这个一定是做得到的事情，他才要求。
This must be something that we can do, otherwise he would not expect us.
他不是旧约的埃及王法老。
He is not the Egyptian Pharaoh.
叫以色列人和泥造砖来造城，却不给他们草。
And he expected the Israelites to build the buildings with no grass at all.
我们的主是给我们足够的供应，然后才给我们要求的。
The Lord must give us enough before he expects us to do something.
他不可能要求我们做我们绝对做不到的事情。
He will not expect us to do things, demand us to do things unless we could do it.
就好像说你对一个孩子说，哎，你要像你的爸爸。
Like you say to your child, I want you to be like your father.
我昨天已经告诉你们了，一直到现在，我还在逐渐的越来越像我的爸爸。
I was telling you that even now I'm becoming more and more like my own father.
像我自己的儿子说，爸爸，你越老越像公公了。是的，你看这个生命还在成长之中。
It's just like my child saying to me too, that Dad, you are really looking like a grandfather.
不过我爸爸最后是 lung cancer 死掉的，这一点我可不想像他。
My father died of lung cancer. This part I would like not to continue.
你看，主耶稣要求儿子像爸爸，这个要求过分吗？
So when Jesus Christ says we should be like the Father, is that too much to expect of us?
请注意他的称呼，他不说你们要完全像你们的上帝那样，他说像你们天上的父亲那样。
And please notice that he did not say you are to be like God, he says you are to be like your heavenly Father.
儿子像父亲，女儿像母亲，哦，这个是天经地义的，如果不像，那个问题才大了。
For a son to be like a father, for a daughter to be like a mother, this is really to be expected. This is not to over expectation. Otherwise, it would really be a problem.
如果你对一个妈妈说，哎，你这个儿子怎么越大越不像他爸爸？那什么意思
啊？ If you have a son and you say the mother says your son is growing up and he grows up, the more he grows up, the less like his father he is. That would be a real problem.
那是个私生子了吧？恐怕。
That would be an illegitimate child.
那也许是别人在这里种的玉吧。
And it's not some other person's child.
哎，可是很奇怪啊！今天在我们神的家庭当中，好像说我们不太像天父，好像倒是有一点理直气壮的样子。哎，我本来就不完全嘛，不然我为什么要信耶稣？
Sometimes people are odd. They say that, well, I become older and older. We look so different, and we don't seem to care that we don't look like our father.
错了。
This is wrong.
这是不合理的。
This is not reasonable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们向着标杆直跑。
We need to strive after that goal.
这标杆是什么？
What is that goal?
向神。
像
神那样的完全。
Strive after the perfection of our father.
每个人都要说，我要像我们的父。
Like my father.
我既然是天父的儿女，我应该越来越像天父。
I should be like my father.
这个才是合理的。
This is reasonable.
这个才是正常的。
This should be normal.
不要不正常太久了，反而变成正常了，好像台湾的违章建筑差不多。
We should not be so abnormal so that the abnormal becomes normal.
我们大家一起说好不好？
Let's say it together.
我要像天父那样完全，一二三，我要像天父那样完全。
I want to be as perfect as my father.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
We need to strive after the goal.
标杆的意义。
What is the meaning of the goal?
第一就是基督。
The first is Christ.
完美的基督。
The perfect Christ.
第二就是完全。
And second is to be perfect.
像天父那样。完全。
As a heavenly father is perfect.
我知道到现在为止，你说是跟我说了，不过你心里一大堆的问号，对不对？
know that you may have said it with me, but you have lots of questions in your heart.
我基督徒做到这么多年，越做越累了，我自己越看越不像，越不像天父。你还叫我完全，哎呀，萨姆斯，你有没有搞错啊？
You might be saying that after all these years, I seem to be getting worse and worse. Reverend Shaw, are you actually saying what I? 你有没有搞错？
第希伯来书第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
希伯来书第六章第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
So it says, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity or perfection.
Yeah, 这个是这个 New American Standard Bible, 是不是？
Right, this is the New American Standard, right?
Yeah, 在有的 version, 英文的翻译本里面，它就是翻成 perfection, 好像我现在的是一个 King James Version, 它是说can you read that?
Right. King James Version says here, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection.
Yeah, perfection.
Perfection.
完全。
Perfection.
但是 NASB 的翻译也完全没有错。
Yet also the NASB is also correct.
因为 perfection means maturity.
Because perfection is maturity.
完全的意思就是成熟。
And perfection is the reaching that stage of maturity.
So, 所以这样说起来，我们比较容易接受了。
And this way, it's a little easier to accept it.
孩子啊，你要越过越像你爸爸才对哦。
And we say to our child, you, as you grow, you have to be more like your father. That's correct.
不一定像爸爸那么会读书，不一定像爸爸那么会赚钱，但是至少你长大了，应该越来越像爸爸的样子，对不对？
And even though you may not be as good a scholar as your father or earn so much money as your father, yet your likeness should be like your dad.
Yeah, 因为这是生命自然的必然的结果，对吗？
Because this is life's natural consequence.
如果你真的有爸爸的生命，当然你越长就越像爸爸了。
Of course, if you have your father's life, as you grow older, you will be like your father.
所以我们叫他做成熟。
So we call it maturity.
Yeah, 完全的意思就是成熟。
And perfection is a new maturity.
请我们看第四项，这个第二讲的第四项。
So if we look at subtitle number four here.
完全的意义。
What is the meaning of perfection?
就是成长。
And it is growth.
成熟。
Maturity.
以致成形。
And a measure of stature, the form.
这个是在以弗所书第四章十三节有讲到的。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 talks about this.
我们来看一看好吗？
Let's read it.
以弗所四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
从十一节我们来看。
From verse 11, let us read it.
他所赐的有使徒。
And he gave some as apostles.
有先知。
And some as prophets.
有传福音的。
Some as evangelists.
有牧师和教师。
Some as pastors and teachers.
那我就是牧师了。
I am
a pastor.
Pastor.
但实际上我是教师。
But in reality, I am a teacher.
我的主要的工作是在神学院里面做教师的。
My major work is working in a theological seminary and teaching.
但是现在呢，我们基督教一般的，凡是侍奉主的、正正式式的传道人，全部叫牧师。
But there's a common language where we call all the people who are serving in these ministries, we call them as pastors.
不过有的人是木头的木。
I was saying on words, yeah, pastor is a wood, so some are like wood.
有的人是坟墓的墓。是管坟墓的事。所以他的教会是非常安静的。
And so there, churches are very quiet and silent.
因为他是管墓的。
Because he's looking after tombs.
I'm just kidding. Forget it. I'm sorry. 可不可以你们叫我少教师？
Can you call me Shao, teacher Shao?
Feel comfortable?
Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah. 啊？我可不可以叫曾先知？可以吗？
你call 了，translate 的
prophet
Sam
我们可以可不可以叫路使徒可以吗？yeah, 你看现在我们好像全部都集中在一个称呼上。 OK, 这是教会治理的问题，这不是我们的主题，我们暂时放在一边哈，我们现在不研究了。 但是不管怎么样，这五种都是统称为传道人，或者英文叫做 Christian ministers。 他们的任务是什么呢？
Generally speaking, these are all sort of Christian ministers, and what is their goal? What are they supposed to do?
请注意啊，你通常对于传道人的任务的观念是什么？
What is your common concept of what a minister would be doing?
主持婚礼，主持丧礼，开车接送你做礼拜。
Bring you to church in a car.
你小孩有病，他来祷告。
If your child has an illness, he comes and prays for him.
还有礼拜天讲道。
Speaking at church.
礼拜三查经。
Wednesday Bible study.
当然，这个都没有错。
Of course, it's not wrong.
但是，请看这里。
But let's see what it means here.
第十二节。
Verse 12 it says,
这五种的传道人，他们的目的是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
He says here that all these ministers are for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, for the building up of the body of Christ.
Oh, 他是来成全我们的。
And so they are there to build us up.
这个成全就有装备的意思。
Equip. So this has a sense of equipping.
然后第十三节。
And so in verse 13 we see.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
Just until we all attain to the unity of the faith,
认识神的儿子。
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
昨天讲的啊，不要忘记了，认识基督。
And yesterday we talked a lot about the knowing.
得以什么？
And then to a
长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
A mature man, to a mature man, to the measure of a stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
你看见？
You see?
他把认识基督和长大成人放在一起讲。
He talks about the knowledge of Christ and the mature man, being a mature man together.
认识基督就是长大成人必须的经过的途径。
To be a mature man, one has to have the knowledge of Christ.
而长大成熟也是我们认识基督的最终的目标。
And to be a mature man indeed is the goal, of the final goal of the knowledge of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你家里生了一个孩子。
If you have a child in your family.
哇。好可爱哦
so wonderful, so sweet.
过不久他会哭了，会笑了，
and he'll cry and he'll smile.
还会把尿布都弄湿了。
wet his diapers.
你知道他是活的，
他
不是洋娃娃，好可爱啊，然后会咿呀啊发出一些声音了。人家问说多大了？五个月了。
And then other people ask, how old is the child? Five months.
好漂亮啊！好美丽，好活泼，好可爱啊！
How precious, how beautiful, and how wonderful it is, and how lovable.
但是我问你，假如有一个孩子你抱在手上，他还是咿呀啊在这哭啊笑啊，尿布弄湿了，人家问说多大了？五岁了。还可爱吗？
If you have a child that is all crying and whimpering and wetting his diapers and he's 5 years old and you ask how old he is, he's 5 years old and that's a little different.
如果你是一个客人说，你还是说哦好可爱呀、啊，恭喜你呀、啊，你想那个父母心里像什么？像刀割，对不对？
But if you say that, oh, this is really very lovable and very very sweet, you feel very upset by it.
人家一定会骂你 stupid， 你根本都不晓得五岁的小孩子应该是什么样子的。
And people say that that's dumb because otherwise, how would a five-year-old child still be doing that?
我们看到有一些天生有智障、智力障碍的小孩子，或者是脑里面麻痹的那种小孩子，医生可能看到的更多。我们心里看到，真是为他们难过。
And we are very distressed, and when we see children with brain damage or retardation.
虽然他是活的。
And of course, they are living.
他是父母的儿子。
They are the child of the parents.
可是他长不大。
But they're not growing.
他已经五岁了。
They're already 5 years.
他已经十岁了。
10 years old.
他还是咿呀的。
And still they're whimpering like a baby.
他还是哭笑不能够控制。
And they still cannot control their laughter or their crying.
甚至他还是要包尿布。
And and diapers.
我问你，这个做父母的笑得出来吗？
And so are the parents are very happy.
我们要说这是家庭的悲剧。
And we say this is a tragedy in the family.
但是如果你用属灵的眼光来看神的家的话。
But if you look at this spiritually, our spiritual eyes in God's family,
有多少五岁的基督徒，十岁的信耶稣的人，
5-year-old Christians, 10-year-old believers,
五年了，十年了，
5 years, 10 years,
还是咿呀的，
and they're still whimpering like a baby,
在聚会里语无伦次，
and they're talking incoherently in a meeting,
祷告的时候是个哑巴，
and when they pray, they're still like they are mute,
然后情绪很难控制，
and they cannot control their emotion,
一下子又来了，一下子又不来了。
Come and they go.
一下子又说教牧师你讲的很好，一下子又说教牧师你讲的简直是胡说八道。像我们做教牧师昨天晚上讲的，他说我也有同感，我真的有同感。
That's maybe the other preacher you preach so wonderfully today, and then the preacher you preach ridiculously.
哦，你就晓得这些孩子有脑性麻痹。
And we think that these are children that have a mental disturbance.
这些神的家里面的孩子没有长大成人呐、
啊。And these are babies that have not grown up into adulthood.
天晓得更可怕的是在下面。
And even more terrible.
就是只是因为他有 PhD 啊，或者他有社会地位啊，啊就被选为执事了。这些脑性麻痹的做执事，我的天哪！
And just because they have a PhD or some degree, then they become a deacon, and this is really something.
然后组织成执事会，哦，被互相选为主席，然后就决定牧师的命运，然后就带领教会的方向。我的天哪，这成个什么世界？
And then they become deacons and chairman of the deacons, and then they decide on the fate of the pastor. This is what kind of world?
Hey, 我讲的是笑话，是真的。
This is a joke, or is it for real?
教会不最不属灵的聚会是哪一个聚会？你知道吗
？The most unspiritual meeting. What is that meeting?
How about Cincinnati? Right. 哇，我有的是看到长执会开完了，每一个人出来，哇，都面红耳赤，脖子那个颈子还蛮粗，还没有缩回去。
Sometimes after the elder deacon's meeting coming out, everybody's red face and veins are prominent. You can see that they're very disturbed.
所以我们要奔向标杆呢。
And so we have to strive after the goal.
我们要长大成人呢。
We have to be a mature person.
借着认识神的儿子。
We have to know Christ, the Son of God.
然后好叫我们能够在生命中、灵命中长大成熟。
And so in our spiritual life, we are to become a mature person.
以什么为度量呢？
And how do we measure it?
不是我跟你比，你跟他比。
Not measuring you versus the other person.
乃是以基督长成的身量为标准，为目的。
And to use the measure of the stature of Christ as the standard.
主所赐的使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师这五种人，老实说。一切的工作的总目标就是为这件事情。
The final goal, the purpose of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, all these five of them, the only goal is maturity.
教会的主日崇拜，这个周日查经，分组交通，家庭聚会，都是为要使大家被成全，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So the goal and purpose of the Sunday service, midweek service, fellowship meetings is indeed so that we will be built up for the body of Christ and we'll be a mature man of the measure of the stature of Christ.
教会不是个俱乐部，不是个同乡会。
And the church is not a recreation facility, not a clan.
我们不应该只是以很多的活动为满足，所谓 activities oriented, 这是不对的。
We should not be focused on activities.
哦、oh, 我们全年的活动都已经排好了，每一个月都有特别节目，哇，我们教会非常的 exciting。 这不是神的心意。
Not God's will that we have all our meetings lined up for the year and all activities lined up, special meetings, and we think that's it.
我们需要有活动，需要有节目。
Of course we need activities and special projects.
但是别忘了我们的标杆啊。
But we not, let us not forget our goal.
无论什么聚会，无论什么活动，请问这个活动过后，我们大家有没有更多一点认识基督呢？
And after each of our activities, each of our services, do we know Christ better?
有没有稍微灵命里面稍微长大一点呢？
Spiritual growth, have we grown a little bit more?
连我们的冬令会、夏令会、秋令会、春令会、联合布道会等等，通通在内，也应该都是以此为目标。
And all the summer retreats, winter retreats, special meetings, all of these really should have the same goal and purpose.
这就是腓立比书刚才我们所读过的，我们中间凡是完全人都要存这样的心啊。
We read in Philippians, all those are perfect should have this heart.
如果有人存别的心的话，
if we have a different heart and mind,
如果有人在教会中，在神的家中还这么胡思乱想、心猿意马的话，
and if as a member of the body, we still have all these other confused thoughts,
心猿意马，你知道吗？ Thinking about the monkey
and the horses.
and horses.Yeah, horse, horse, tiger, tiger. 马马虎虎 Yeah. 的话，他说，主也要以此来指示你们。
And Christ will indeed reveal that to us, will teach us.
那就是说，主耶稣还要把你照相机的 focus 替你调整清楚一点。
And Christ will use our camera focus to focus a little bit more sharper.
我们来教会到底干什么的？
Come to church, what do we come for?
夏令会到底是为什么的？
What is the summer retreat for?
都是为着这个标杆。
And it is for that goal and purpose.
更多的认识基督。
And we want to know Christ more.
更多的长大成人。
To be more mature as a person.
那么怎么样算是一个长大成人呢？
And so how are we to be a grown up, a mature person?
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
And we look to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
The First Thessalonians chapter 5.
这里是一段很好的祝福的话语。
And this is a very good blessing here.
我们主日崇拜之后，牧师照例的都要口中念念有词，不知道你们还记不记得他在讲什么。
On Sunday, the pastor will often give a benediction, and he will have to do it very eloquently. Do you remember what he says?
其实并不是只有哥林多后书那一段可以用的。其实帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章23节、24节这一段，我自己也是常常用来作为一个 benediction.
I commonly use this these verses here as benediction for my end of service.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, or wholly.
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候能够完全的无可指责。
And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
再加上一句的 guarantee， 就是那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And the guarantee is faithful is he who calls you, and he will also bring it to pass.
在这一节的这两节的经文里面，把这个完全讲得太完全了。
The word of perfection or completely, this is really a perfect description.
你看23节。他有两次提到完全或者全然。
And in this verse, it talks about twice us about the completeness or entirely.
现在我要麻烦弟兄帮忙把这个 transparency 帮我们照出来一下。
So if we could put on the transparency here.
这里是一个读圣经的方法之一，叫做 word study。
This is one way of studying the Bible. This is called a word study.
就是圣经中的某一个 term， 某一个专词，究竟它原来的意思是什么？
And study what is the original meaning of the word in the Bible.
好像说完全这个字。
For example, the word perfection, completeness.
旁边有一个号码。
And then the number there.
这是一个 code.
We often have a
不是
in our books, but you can use.
Yeah, 不是移民局的 code 啊。这个是有一本很有名的圣经词典，就是 Dr. James Strong 所编的， 经文汇编。他是活在差不多150年前的一位圣经大师。他把全部圣经里面用过的字，一个一个的编了号码了。好像我们打电报的电报号码一样，某一个字一定是某一个号码，而且是全世界通用的，只有一种人不用的，就是不读圣经的人。假如你是一个真认真研究圣经的人，你可以用这样的号码，你可以找到那个字原来的意思。完全这个字，根据它词性的不同，你看见那边有个 A， 有个 N， 有个 V， 这些就是指的它的文法上的词性。A 就是 adjective，N 就是 noun，V 就是 verb 动词，AD 就是 adjective 副词等等。那么因此呢，它原文我前面写的这一个是用英文字写出来的一个希腊文原文。因为我们大部分的人没有读过希腊文，所以要是用希腊文字母，可能我们看起来很奇怪。那么这里一共有6个同样字根的不同字尾的字，字根是一样，字尾是不同的6个字。我们称这样的字叫做这样的一群的字叫做一个 word family， 一个字的家族。我们每一个字都有它的号码。你看最上面一行，那就是从5046开始。我可以跟你保证，全世界认真研究原文字根的人，他们的号码跟你一样的。那么5046 5047 5048 5049 5050 5051，这一共6个字，是一个家族。那它的名词就是完全的、成熟的。Yeah. 那么它的名词也就是完全或者成熟。然后它的动词呢，就是成全或者完全它。最后2个字呢，就是完成。最后倒数第二行那个有完成呢，在新约用过2次。举一个例子，路加福音1章45节，那就是中文圣经翻成应验。那就说神的话一定会完成的。我们中文翻成应验也是非常好。那么最后一个呢，就是完成者 finisher。这是我们很喜欢也很熟悉的一节圣经，希伯来书12章2节。那告诉我们说，要放下各样的重担，仰望那为我们信心什么创始和成终的耶稣。这因为圣经有的是翻译成这一位我们的 pioneers and the finisher of our faith。感谢主，我们的信心是靠他开始的。 而我们的信心也是靠他来完成的。这个呢，就是有关于完全的一个很简单的叫做专辞的研读。还没完定。那么现在呢，我们来看到帖撒罗尼迦，这是我们刚才读过的帖撒罗尼迦前书5:23-24。特别是23节，这边提到两次都提到有关于完全啊或者成全啊这一类的字。但是呢，它原文的字呢又不太完全一样了。它前面加了个字头 ，holo， holo。后面那一半呢，好像还是有点亲戚关系，看的有点像。Tell us， yeah， 那这两个字非常的妙。一个字啊，就是我们中文圣经翻成说愿你们的这个愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。这个全然，也就是完全的意思。你怎么能够成圣而全然的成圣呢？这个全然的意思是 complete to the end， 就是说你的圣洁能够一直到底的圣洁，而不是虎头蛇尾的。我们西方人说好的成功，好的开始是成功了一半，对不对？但是不要忘记只成功一半了，还有一半呢。我们刚信主的时候很热心，我们刚刚献身侍奉的时候好像很轰轰烈烈，但是我们也看到有一些好像很被神用的人到最后晚节不保，叫人非常的惋惜。所以神仆人要为我们祝福，要为我们祷告，愿赐平安的神使你们能够圣洁而且一直到底。就说又愿你们的灵与魂与身体得蒙保守，在我主基督耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。这个无可指责的完全是另外一个字，这个是 complete to every part。 啊，在这里讲的灵与魂与身体，这讲到我们身体中各部分都要没有一点点的毛病。哎呦，这个做得到吗？可能吗？谢谢郑长老，请你上来。啊，你看，我们两个人都戴了眼镜，证明这眼镜就是不完全的。
We both of us have got spectacles, and so that proves that our eyes are not perfect.
我们两个人的头发都有点灰色了。
We both have gray hair.
西方人说的客气一点，我们中国人就讲白发苍苍了。
The Chinese like to say, when your hair is gray, it's a very vibrant.
昨天 昨天有位弟兄他告诉我，九年前我在Huntsville 那边，阿拉巴马 Huntsville 那边为他受洗的，我都忘记了。他说：“少牧师啊，这一次看到你，你老了好多了。
”I met a friend that I had baptized 9 years ago in Huntsville, and he just met me and said, "Oh, Brother Shaw, you have become much more older."
我只好说，我荣耀增加很多了。因为白发是老人的荣耀。
Because the white hair is the glory of man, and so I said, "Well, I've got more glory now."
我现在讲到不会太长气了，因为上帝已经给我装了一个自动的下台机。
I cannot speak long period anymore because God has given me an automatic alarm.
那就是我的左边的大腿。我如果一个小时以后，我就会发麻了，就会麻到很酸了啊，我只好下台了。
More than an hour speaking, and my left foot becomes very numb, and so I have to get down from the pulpit.
这些都是不完全的。
These are indicators of imperfection.
各位年长的弟兄姊妹
，All of you are elderly.
我们的记性也越来越不完全了。
And our memory has become less good.
哎呀，我们的牙齿也越来越不完全了。
And our teeth become less perfect also.
有的人说我的牙齿完全都是假的。
Some people say that my teeth are completely false.
那你说还要叫我的灵与魂与身体都能够 complete in every part， 每一部分都完全，可能吗？
And you say here that we want to be in spirit and soul and body be complete. How can that be possible?
我们的情感、我们的意志、我们的思想越来越完全吗？
How can our thoughts, our emotions, all of that be complete?
更重要，我们的灵命会越来越完全吗？
Can our spiritual life more importantly, can that become more complete?
越来越爱主吗？
More and more loving the Lord.
祷告越来越通畅吗？
Our prayers even more accessible to God.
读圣经的悟性也越来越通达吗？
Is our understanding of the Bible even more and more improved?
对神的旨意也越来越通晓吗？
Do we know and understand the Lord's will even more?
传福音也越来越有果效吗？
And our preaching of the gospel is even more successful.
我们这些灵命里面的光景会越来越完全吗？
Our spiritual condition is getting better also.
会吗？
Is it?
会吗？
Should it be?
会吗？
Is it?
凭我们自己，简直不可能。
By our own selves, it's not possible.
不要说你们听的人，我讲的人都越讲越泄气，因为我自己的光景实在是不完全。
And as I speak, even for myself, I get more and more tired. Like I am less and less complete, perfect.
但是不要忘记二十四节。
And yet, in verse 24, it says.
下面怎么说的？
What does it say?
那招你们的，我们大家一起来读这一节。
Let's read it together.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成全这事。我们把你们改成我们好不好？
And so let's change you to me.
He
who calls me, he also will bring it to pass.
他必成全这事。
He will also bring it to pass.
所以这就是我们能够达到完全的一个保障。
And so this is the guarantee that we can achieve our perfection.
加上希伯来书第十二章第二节。
And we add to this Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12.
他主耶稣不但是那个 beginner， 不但是那个 pioneer， 也是我们的 finisher， 也是我们的成全者。
And Jesus is not only our beginner, the one who started all, but he is also the finisher.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家都会背那节圣经，那动了善功的怎么样？
Who starts a good work?
必成全这功。
He will fulfill that work. He who starts it will fulfill it and complete it.
我们千万不要老是把这节圣经用在别的事上。
We shouldn't use this verse for any other purposes.
现在我们建堂了啊！既然开始了，我们当配们已经放上去了。主啊，你一定要成全这功，不要叫我们欠债。
We cannot use it indiscriminately. We can't say, "Oh God, we have put in our investment already into this building."
Oh,
we're going to accomplish it. We owe some debts.
哦，这次我们开车去参加夏令会了，主啊，我们已经跑了5个钟头了，还有4个钟头，求主一定要带我们能够走到啊。结果我们终于9个小时以后终于平安到达，主感谢你，你动了善功必成全这功。这当然也可以借用的。
Sometimes we say, oh, we've driven 5 hours Lord and we've started this good work and we should accomplish it. And 4 hours later we arrived at the shoot site and we thank the Lord for that. Of course we can use it in its application.
千万别忘了，有个最伟大的工程，也是最奥妙的工程，是上帝做在我们人身上。
But then the mysterious marvelous work is what the Lord is accomplishing in our own lives.
以弗所书2章第10节那里说，我们原是他的工作。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 it says we are his workmanship.
我们不是为神工作而已哦。
We are not just working for the Lord.
我们本身就是神的工作。
We are his workmanship.
你这个从前对基督教很多的反感、很多的偏见的人，怎么今天会坐在教会的里面成为一个好弟兄姊妹呢？
How is it that you were originally antagonistic and attacking Christianity, now you're here sitting here as a brother and a sister?
这不是神的工作吗？
Is this not the workmanship of God himself?
而且这个工作这个词在原来的意思也有那个杰作的意思 masterpiece。
And in the original language of this, the workmanship also has the meaning of masterpiece.
代表作。
As a representative work.
神的智慧彰显了最高最大的，不是在宇宙万物，乃是在你我身上。
The greatest creation of God is not just the universe and all the world, but it is in our lives.
这个工作
And this kind of work,
他既然动工了
And he has started that work,
他必定怎么样？
He will, what will he do?
他必定成全了。
He will finish it.
恭喜弟兄姊妹。
Congratulations, brother.
我们都会变成完全人
了。 We will become perfect people.
我们现在来学习做信心的宣告，好不好？
Let's have a faith promise, a faith proclamation.
我们来讲两句话。
Let's say a few phrases.
靠神的工作。
Depending on the Lord's work,
我必会成为完全人。
I will be a perfect person.
我再讲一遍，靠神的工作，我必会成为完全人。
Depending on God's work, I will be a perfect person.
从信心里头讲，好不好？
Say it with faith.
不要从我现在的光景看看自己一无是处，不要这样哈。我们从信心里头相信神恩典、神的工作，好不好？
Don't look at ourselves and see what we are and our problems and all that, but in faith and trust God's work.
靠神的工作，我必会成为完全人。
By depending on God's work, I will become a perfect person.
我们先用中文讲一句，然后我们跟真英长老用英文讲一句哈。一二三，靠神的工作，我必会成为完全人。好像有点不大，尾劲儿不够哈。
It seems like that's not strong enough.
我们再来一遍啊，我要越讲越有信心，好不好？中文再一遍哈，然后再讲英文。你看，一二三，靠神的工作。我必会成为完全人。阿门。English.
Okay, let's do it again in English. Depending on the Lord's work, I will be a perfect person.
Perfect person.
On the Lord's work, I will be a perfect person.
阿门。讲阿门呐。
Amen.
阿门就是散会吗？不是。
Amen is not the end of the service.
他们是真的盖一个印下去。
Yes, truly, this is a stamping or stamp there.
好，再讲一遍，好不好
？First of all, let's say
Chinese. 来，靠神的工作，我必会变成完全人。English.
Okay. Depending on the Lord's work,
I will be a perfect person. 一二三，阿门。好，现在啊，我们再讲。再讲第二句话。
And then the second phrase I want to learn.
靠神的工作，你必会变成完全人。
So, depending on the Lord's work, you will be a perfect person.
你是谁？
Who is you?
你的旁边。
Your neighbor.
我凭信心宣告，我们亲爱的曾弟兄会变成完全人。
I proclaim, my dear brother, to be a perfect person.
Yeah, 你对你的左右讲，好不好？
You say to your neighbor.
刚刚好旁边那个就是你平常最讨厌的。
Maybe next year someone will be dead.
今天呢，靠神的恩典，说一句祝福的话吧。
To the grace of God, say a word of blessing to him or her.
不管认不认识啊。他如果听不懂中文讲讲英文，听不懂英文讲中文，听不懂国语讲广东话 ，OK。
You can speak in Mandarin, Cantonese, or English, or whatever.
广东话点讲啊？
广东话靠着主嘅
恩典，
一下工作，工作，我
你
的
成为
完全人，完全
人，好啊，啊 ，OK。你讲台湾话也可以，靠住文变啊，靠住工作，你的确会变做什么？完全狼哦，要不要讲福州话okay, ？OK， 好，我对你，你对我啊。
Okay,
啊，你们大家不要看我们了，哎、okay, ，Come on，Come 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 on。
Just do your friend， okay,
your neighbor。我 neighbor 啊，一二三，靠主的工作，你必定变成完全人。
Amen。
阿门。哎，你刚才是讲完全人还是讲完蛋人呢？
对对对，来，
你千万不要说你完蛋了哈、啊！哎，我真的跟你们讲一句话，不是开玩笑的。
And truly, I say to you, this is not in jest.
你知道话语就是力量吗
？Did you know that words are powerful?
神的话有能力，对不对
？God's word is power.
他怎么说事就怎么成。
What the Lord says will be accomplished.
但是你晓得，人的话也差不多。
And to let you know that the man's word is very powerful too.
所以你骂你的小孩子，不要一天到晚骂他笨蛋了。
So if you scold your child and you say you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb.
你个笨蛋，你笨的我只生错了，你实在光会吃饭，你什么都不懂，他就变给你看，就是这样。
If you keep saying that your child is dumb, he will become dumb for you.
千万不要。每一个人都要学习说积极的话、信心的话、祝福的话，事就这样成了。
Amen. We say the words of our blessing and encouragement. Indeed, that will be accomplished.
如果你们夫妻常常这样讲，你这个女人简直是蛮不讲理，你简直无理取闹，你简直不可理喻，你简直是哎，没有无可救药，她就是无可救药。跟你讲。
If you keep scolding your spouse and say that you're impossible, cannot be saved, etc. Cannot be any better, they will become just like that.
那么姐妹怎么骂丈夫我是不会的。好我
how a sister scold the husband, I cannot say it.
但是我真的在主面前劝告你，你消极的话不要拼命的讲，事就这样成了，你就后悔来不及。多说祝福的话，积极的话，宣告的话，信心的话，好不好？
Speak more in the way of blessing and encouragement, and that will be accomplished.
我们这一次啊，凭信心再讲一遍，好不好
？So in faith, let's say once more.
也许你想换个对象也没关系，对后面的人讲。
You can change the neighbor if you want.
一二三，靠主的工作，你必会变成完全人。阿门，阿门，
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
你看，明年夏令会，你看。叫做完全人聚会，大家都来了。
So next year will be a perfect person meeting. We all here.
最后我们讲到完全的宝实践。
And finally, we want to talk about the execution of the perfection, the carrying out of perfection.
我在神学院里面有一门课叫做灵命塑造。
In my seminary, I teach a course called. Building up of spirituality.
我指定学生一本必须读的书叫做《做完全人》，不知道有人看过没有
？There's a required reading Being a Perfect Man.
作者是大大有名的 Andrew Murray.
And the author is a very famous Andrew Murray.
穆安德烈牧师本身是一位。非常认识神的人
Andrew Murray was a person who knew the Lord very very well.
他真是文武全才啊
He was really skilled in all kinds of arts.
我说的武不是功夫，不是打架，乃是一位宣教大有成就的人
is a military altar, it's not a violence, but it's military altar, and we refer to his evangelizing and his preaching the gospel.
他是他自己那个差会第一个派到非洲的南端，非洲的南端开普敦的地方啊 ，Captain 的地方 Cape， 他在那里传福音的。
He was sent by his mission board as the first missionary to Cape Town in South Africa.
但是所有哎，你们看过穆安德烈任何著作的，请举个手看看。
You read Andrew Murray's any of his books? I can raise your hands.
谢谢谢谢。
Thank you.
我要说一句话，
Let me...
如果你没有看过穆安德烈的属灵书，你还不算看过属灵的书包。
If you haven't read Andrew Murray's books, you can be considered as not having any read any spiritual books.
我们董姊妹在不在？你们楼下有没有卖关于穆安德烈的书？有。我真是恭敬的奉劝，任何一本你买来看，或者借来看也不要紧。
Any of the books, buy it or borrow it.
就不要偷来看就好了。有些雅贼借书不还的，那就叫偷。我被呀，穆安德烈其中有一本书叫做《做完全人》。从旧约到新约，全部圣经都来讲到这个来讲到这个主题。
And from Old to New Testament, it talks about this theme.
非常的好。
Very, very good book.
他给我们一个最大的帮助。
And the greatest help that he gives to us.
从我学生的那个读书报告里面，差不多都讲到这一点。
And from the reports of my students, they always talk about this.
就是他说，其实神要求我们的就是一颗愿意要渴慕完全的这个心。
What the Lord wants of us is a heart that is aspiring towards perfection.
人有愿做的心，必蒙神的悦纳。
The one who has the aspiration and willing to do it, God will bless him.
就算你现在还没有做到。
Even though you have not attained it yet.
一个五岁的孩子，他像爸爸，只能够像一小部分。
A five-year-old child is like his father, only a small part.
他现在做不到。
And now he cannot do it.
可是他有个心。
But yet he has a heart.
他愿意越长大越像爸爸。
He wants to be like the father as he grows up.
这一个完全的心是神所非常看重。
This perfection, this heart for perfection, is something that the Lord really treasures.
我今天早晨没有别的，我只希望能够唤醒弟兄姊妹，大家都很肯定的、确定的有这样一个心，好不好？
What I really want to do today is that you will really have a definitive aspiration to do this.
我们要向着标杆直跑，而这个标杆是什么呢？
And we want to go after that goal. And what is that goal?
是成为完全。
And to be perfect.
在灵与魂与身体每一部分都完全。
In spirit and soul and body, every part of us.
而且是完全到底。
And perfection to the end.
靠着主的工作，
and through the work of the Lord,
我必会成为完全人。
I will become a perfect person.
靠着主的工作，
through the work of the Lord,
你也一定会成为完全人。
You will be a perfect person.
我们这样互相的激励，
and we will encourage each other.
互相的祝福，
we will bless each other.
每一个人的心很确定，
and each one of our hearts is so confident.
这是我的标杆，
and this is my goal.
这是我人生的方向。这是我做基督徒的目的。
This is the goal of my Christian life.
你有这样的心，
and you have that sort of faith.
你就是一个完全人，
and you will be a perfect person.
你就是一个完全人，
you are a perfect person.
像我们讲过的，像我们已经说过的，
as we talked about before,
挪亚在当时代是个完全人。
Noah in his time was a perfect person.
他不够完全，
and he was not perfect totally.
那么神，可是他有个完全的心，
but he had a perfect heart.
他不与世俗同流合污。
He would not contaminate himself with the surrounding people.
他愿意顺服神的旨意。
He wanted to be submitted to the Lord's will.
神叫他造方舟，他就造。
God wanted him to build an ark, and he did.
神叫他传义道，他就传。
And God wanted to preach the righteous gospel, and he did.
别人都笑他这个五百岁的老人家一定是老糊涂了，是干嘛？一天到晚活得不耐烦，叽叽嘎嘎在那搞什么东西
？Other people laughed at him and said, "You 500-year-old person, you're still trying to make something. What is this?"
他不管别人。
But he
ignored them. 他有个完全的心。
Because he had a perfect heart.
神啊，你要我做什么？
What do you want me to do?
我都愿意。
I am willing to do so.
神就在他的圣经上写上一笔。
And so God wrote it in his Bible.
挪亚 在当时的时代是个完全人。
Noah in his times was a perfect person.
虽然约伯对自己还不够认识。
And even Job did not recognize himself well enough.
但是他敬畏神。
But he respected and
worshiped. 远离恶事。
Because he feared God, he was away from all.
神也在圣经中注上一笔说约伯是个完全人。
So God inscribed in the Bible also that Job was a perfect man.
所以腓立比三章告诉我们。
So Philippians chapter 3 tells us.
我们又回到我们的主题来了。
Let's come back to our theme again.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十五节。
Verse 15 it says.
所以我们中间凡是完全人都总要存这样的心。
Verse 15, let us therefore as many as are perfect have this attitude.
你会不会以前读经的时候，会不会想说，哎，这节圣经不是对我讲的，因为我不是完全人。
Sometimes when we read this, sometimes we may have this understanding that hey, this is not talking about me. I'm not perfect.
所以我们中间凡是完全人嘛，就存这个心。我不是完全人嘛，所以这节圣经跟我没关系。
And so I'm not a perfect person. This is talking about perfect person. I'm not here included here.
你太谦卑了。
And you are too humble.
不是这样。
Not like that.
就是你。
It is you.
就是我。
And me.
每一个读圣经的人。
Everyone who's reading the Bible.
存这样完全的心，神看你就是完全人。
Having this attitude of perfection, you are a perfect person.
哪里哪里。
And you say,
how can I? 我实在是差太远了。
You say, I'm far away from perfection.
好像一位小姐刚刚从台湾来到美国，就在一个 party 当中，人家说 ，Oh, you look very beautiful tonight.
And there was a girl that came from Taiwan, came to a party, and somebody said, Oh, you're very beautiful tonight.
她说哪里哪里的客气，哪里哪里。
She said, No, 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 not.
哪里哪里怎么讲？
哦、oh, really, really.
Oh,
really.
Oh, really. 不是他说 where where、
oh, where where
那个外国教授也就愣了 where where 不是 everywhere 那现在我们就是要说 everywhere 对
哎、everywhere.
千万不要啊、弟兄姊妹，我说，哎，弟兄，你要成为完全人，你千万不要说 where where 啊，
okay.
我要说 everywhere.
So when you read it, then you shouldn't say where where, because I'll say everywhere.
Yeah, 神一定会成全的。
And so God will indeed accomplish that.
所以我们中间凡是完全人都要存这样的心。
And so each of us who is a perfect person should have this heart.
如果你存什么别样的心的话呢？
If you have a different heart or attitude,
主也会把你调整过来。
And God will correct you.
也会以此来指示我们。
And will continue to point out to you.
所以下面有一句非常非常 practical 的话，很实际的话。那就是记在，那就是记在十六节。我们大家来读好吗？然而，我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。你看见圣经的话多好。
And we see the word of God is really so good.
真是大处着眼，小处着手。
And we see how in a large theme and a small focus is really so wonderful.
我们虽然我们的目标，我们的方向，我们的标杆是非常的远大的。
Even though our goal is so far away and
非常伟大的。
So very great.
因为每个人都要做完全人。
Because we all want to be a perfect person.
但从什么地方开始啊？
But where do we begin?
从现在开始。
From now we begin.
从这里开始。
Beginning from here.
你做个讲员呢？
If you're a speaker,
你就好好的讲吧。
You should speak well.
你要做个议员呢，好好的翻吧。你不要讲另外一篇道 ，OK？ 有的时候翻译的人欺负讲员听不懂，他另外讲一篇。
Sometimes the translator take advantage of a situation and preach another sermon, different from the speaker.
那你做听众呢，就好好的听，好不好？
You are a congregation. Listen well.
哦，真的非常的 exciting. 我真的很少碰到这么好的听众啊。
I rarely meet such a responsive congregation.
哎，我自己推荐一下，如果你们再请我，我还喜欢来的。 谢谢谢谢。
哦，帮助吧，那个时间可能得跟大家。啊，
我真巴不得你们哪一位愿意上台看看，你看看每一张脸，哎呀，充满了喜乐，充满了基督的荣光。
And we just view this, and we can see all the smiles and all the joy of the Lord.
没有一个吹胡子瞪眼的，没有一个咬牙切齿的，也没有一个去跟周公交通的，都没有，都没有。非常好。
No one is gnashing his teeth and worried and really looks look bad.
对，我们到什么地步就到什么地步行。
We are at certain stage and we will work on that stage.
你是个学生，好好的读书。
And you are students, so study well.
你是个 housewife, 是个家庭主妇，要好好的煮饭。
You are housewife, fix us dinner as well.
那个主妇就是煮饭的主了啊。我们每个人都有自己的岗位。
We have our own position in life.
我们都有自己的身份。
We have our own position and status.
现在神把你放在什么地步
？Wherever God has placed you,
就在这个地步上做完全人，好吗
？Position be perfect.
做完全人。
Be perfect in that position.
从现在开始。
From now onwards.
以最终的目标来说，我还没有完全。
For the final destination, I am not perfect yet.
但是以现在说，不错了。
But in the present situation, it's pretty good.
好像有个大班，幼稚园大班的小朋友回家了。妈妈，我今天毕业了，我戴了方帽子了。
And one of the kids coming home from the kindergarten says, "Mom, I've graduated already. I have a hood."
妈妈。如果是有智慧的妈妈，一定会说什么了不起？你哥哥都高中毕业了，你叔叔都大学毕业了。
One of the mothers said, "Oh, your brothers and sisters have graduated from high school and college."
他才五岁半。
He's only 5 years old.
他能够把幼稚园大班读毕业，而且戴上方帽子，在他这个地步完全了，对不对
？At this stage of the game, he's graduated from kindergarten. He's got his hood. That's wonderful. He's at this point.
在这里有没有幼稚园毕业的，请举手。
How many people graduate from kindergarten?
我是说属灵的学校啊。
I mean the spiritual school.
我看不少吧。
I think that's a few.
你说我才小班毕业，也不错。小班毕业。
Well, I'm just a graduate from elementary school. That's pretty good too.
个人按照自己的地步。
And according to your position.
做完全人。
Be a perfect person.
这是我们的标杆。
This is our goal.
这也是我们的现状。
And this is our present situation.
到什么地步
？Wherever you are.
到什么地步
？Whatever position you should be there, they are doing that.
那招我们的
，the one that calls us,
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他给我们 guarantee.
He will guarantee us.
他一定成全我们。
He will always accomplish that.
我们要说感谢他。
Let us thank him.
好吗
？Thank him.
我们说哈利路亚，好吗？哈利路亚，阿门。我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我特别请陆弟兄来带我们祷告。
Cyrus, please.